In the moments after Illinois' concealed carry ban was lifted, this message was made clear. It would take as long as 9 months for the first permits to be issued. Under the law, state police has 6 months to develop the application system. They say it will take another 90 days to approve or reject the first round they receive. That 90-day timeline will apply to subsequent applications. Once the program is up and running, the agency will be in charge of conducting background checks. A provision allows local law enforcement to raise objections if they have a reasonable suspicion that certain applicants pose a danger to themselves or to others.
I see our role of being able to notify them of concerns we might have that may not be on the record with the actual arrest or actual conviction.
That's DeKalb County Sheriff Roger Scott. Objections filed by his office and departments across the state will be heard by a review board. Scott says it's important for them to have some input, but he does admit there will be an extra burden.
It'll fall upon our investigators and office staff to do the additional follow-up where it's needed. In most cases, it won't be needed.
Still, Scott says it might take away from other areas. And while his department might not become overwhelmed with all the double-checking, he does see it as a potential issue for counties much bigger than DeKalb.
I think in the larger counties like Cook and DuPage, and it will create a significant safety issue if law enforcement doesn't have the personnel to follow up on the local angle on this.
Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart has been more vocal about the provision. Given his county size, he says his department doesn't have the resources to carefully check out each applicant that raises a red flag. He worries about meeting a 30-day deadline to submit an objection, saying they need more time to conduct interviews with people close to the applicants. Dart says additional funding from the state would allow them to hire more staff to get the job done. But one of the law's chief sponsors, Representative Brandon Phelps, says these concerns might be overblown. The Harrisburg Democrat says the role of local departments will be a minor one that will not require much in the way of time or resources.
As far as local law enforcement using taxpayer money to do background checks, they will not be doing the background checks. The background checks will still be done to the Illinois State Police.
Phelps says the role of local law enforcement might be as simple as looking at the database provided by state police and filing the objection. It's unclear yet what will be required of local departments in monitoring the list to see if there's a name that stands out.
This is new, so it's all being determined right now. That's why we gave the state police 180 days to implement this program to make sure they do it right, because this is brand new to the state of Illinois.
Illinois state police officials have refused to conduct any interviews as they get the ball rolling on the process. To accommodate the new law, the agency was recently granted emergency funding to upgrade the current system that does background checks for FOID cards. But it's unclear if officials will eventually shift any of the startup money they receive to local authorities. Greg Sullivan is executive director of the Illinois Sheriff's Association. He says he's heard chatter about departments not being able to do their due diligence within the 30-day window. He says in some cases it does take time to conduct a proper follow-up. But he says in the grand scheme of things, he doesn't see it having a major impact statewide. Sullivan says that's because many of those who would be flagged probably won't submit an application. And he says it should be fairly easy for most departments to quickly determine if someone shouldn't be carrying a weapon.
I guess the real question is, if there are no convictions that would disqualify you, you would have to have some pretty blaring evidence that this person should be denied.
On the other hand, Sullivan says he agrees with Sheriff Dart in his call for additional state funding to help local departments round out the application process. In the end, though, he hopes that state police officials look at other states to see what has worked and include those elements in Illinois' system. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.